Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Your interest in the all-around condition of the world today.
Your inability to change the radio dial.
Yes. Well, we don't want people to change the dial.
Right.
Glue it.
That's
wherever it is. Stay where you are or else. That's the voice of Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Thursday, the 14th of May. We're almost halfway through the fifth month of 2015, believe it or not, and the world is still in chaos. We haven't straightened out a thing. The Amtrak crash has people focused. It's a fascinating, actually, reality that we're finding here. Probably want to not know as much as you're learning about how Amtrak runs the Northeast Regional Train System. It's clear that the person in charge of the train is the person responsible for the crash. At least that's what I'm figuring from this.
It appears this way.
Well, I'm telling you that I think that that's what's going on. All right, so you can bring us up to date on appearances, Molly.
Okay. Well, first of all, what has been announced and what you may know by now is that the train was going twice the limit, the legal limit for that turn. It was going 106 miles per hour. The limit was 50 miles per hour. And we got that report yesterday, remember, from the man who works for the Associated Press who was on the train, who said just before the crash he felt the train stopped, like the brakes were applied, and then the whole thing started shaking, and then it went off the tracks. That's because it appears the engineer hit the brakes, but it only dropped the speed down to 102 from 106.
Yeah.
And that's when it crashed. Now, what we know about the engineer right now is his name is Brandon Bossian. He's 32 years old. He's from Queens, New York. And he has lawyered up heavily. He has given blood to authorities. He said he was not taking any medication before the crash. He says he doesn't really remember the crash. He also says he suffered a concussion, a head wound. He got 14 staples when he went to the hospital and has some injuries to his legs.
Yeah. All right, the mayor of Philadelphia, Michael Nutter, lit into him pretty well, calling him reckless, suggesting there was no excuse for the train to be going that speed. I'm shocked to hear the train was going 106 miles an hour. I didn't think that normally the regional, they call it the Northeast Regional, does not normally operate at those speeds no matter where it is. That the Acela, which travels in excess of 140 miles an hour in some circumstances on the same track, they use the same track bed, that certainly isn't going to be going 140 miles an hour going around that bend there. Something's fishy here. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out. There's something about this and what's going on with this kid that doesn't make sense. From the management point of view, Amtrak ought not to have, and I'm saying this knowing that there are plenty of pilots that are 32 years old, plenty of people who have been through, tested in battle, if you will, and have the maturity of the chops to do this. What I'm surprised at is and maybe somebody who's involved in this more particularly can call us if you know more, 888-302-3684. Like, what's the average age of a train engineer? These people have these jobs and they can retire fairly early still, but there are many of those, the people that I've, and I pay attention to this sort of thing just because I'm interested in it, I've taken the Acela more often than not. I don't use the regional train because I don't want to waste another hour of my time, so I pay another 40 or 50 bucks and get on the fast train and get to New York quicker, and I do this, I don't know, four or five times a year, jump on the train and go to New York for the day, and it's usually of the event list. The trains are clean, and it's a fun trip most of the time. But I look at the engineer, and I want to see somebody who's got gray hair. And more often than not, you see that. This is a plum job for these people. And it's a good, it's plum because they can, the last guy I talked to was a 32-year veteran of riding the rails as an engineer. And that's the kind of person that you would think they'd have plenty of to bring them up. And so I want to know why there is a need for a 32-year-old. Maybe that sounds ageist, or ageism is a factor in my thinking. It's a responsible job, but it also is a job that pays well, and most of these older senior guys would bid this sort of a trip. There are about a dozen trains a day, maybe more than that, maybe 14, 15 trains a day that go from Boston to Philadelphia, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington. And then the same number going back again. So there are 28 jobs that, you know, probably whittle into 40-some-odd jobs with the number of, maybe there's 100. I don't know how many there are, but there got to be a lot more people who are in these positions that want these jobs that are older and more experienced. That's just my, that's my pejorative on this. I think there's something about this that doesn't ring all my bells. And so anyway, that's
a heck of a lead foot.
Well, the drop, this is a, they don't, the trains don't operate with a pedal on the accelerator. There's
just
throttle
a figure of speech
on the dashboard, but there is a dead man's pedal on the floor of the train. Mm-hmm. And the engineer has to have his foot on the dead man's pedal all the time. If it comes off for more than 5 seconds, the train stops. So what I want to know is, this kid's got his foot on the pedal, so the train is operating at 106 miles an hour. So what's he looking at? What's he thinking about? What's going on in the cab that he's not paying attention to where he is on the rail? But
or
if there's something
physically,
well, but if there's something physically wrong with him, and he's not able to run the train, then his foot's going to come off of the dead man's pedal, and the train's going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's the story? That's what I want to know.
Right.
What's
well,
the story?
They'll get to it. His attorney says he will talk to the NTSB.
All right. Okay. So we have more comments, Kenny. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show.
Yes, we do.
And what would they be?
Jay says the engineer may have been trying to make up time to keep his schedule. All trains are monitored for speed, time, and location. They can't put it all on him. He gets his orders that tell him what to do by radio.
Mm. Yeah, he does. There is that connection. And there may be that he was told to hurry up. That'll all come out. It will. It's going to shake, rattle, and roll when it comes to that. All right, so this, I don't want to overcook this, but I will tell you that 7 people are dead for no good reason. That's my read on this, at this point anyway.
And there's still others who are critical in the hospital.
This is just one of those things. It takes our attention away from hammer-wielding men being chased by police in New York, but we'll pay some attention to that in a moment. Meanwhile, I have some amazing news for all of you listening to the program. As you get ready for the warmer weather, you're probably interested in looking your best, right? Thicker, fuller head of hair. Part of that, if you're losing your hair, I'm going to put a stop to that right now. If your hair is thinning, more hair on the brush than there is on your head, you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319. You will find a sympathetic operator on the other end who works for Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from a company that's known for this sort of product for dozens of years. Provia works on 3 main causes of your hair thinning. It's safe, it's natural, no harmful side effects. The results are guaranteed or your money back. It cleanses the pores on your scalp, allows the old sort of dead glunk that gets into your pores. That's a medical term, Molly, if you've never heard it before. Dead glunk. the cheap shampoos you buy at the 99-cent store.
No
blunk. Maybe cheap, but they plug up the pores in your scalp, and therefore the hair,
they
the follicles.
They cause glunk.
They do. They cause all kinds of problems. So time to whip yourself into a new reality. Call 800-525-8319. For a limited time, order it now and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results. Provia works. Men are using it and liking it. Women are using it and liking it. Safe for color and treated hair. So let's get more hair growing for the summertime, okay? We in agreement for that? 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319 to look your best this summer.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over 250,000 guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flametop Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. 3 sets of Daddario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to save big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7766 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 7766.
What?
I don't know. I just feel silly.
Oh, right. It's the yoga.
That must be it. The yoga, yes. Oof, I'm the most flexible guy on the air today, I'll tell you that. Woo-hee! So, we have a couple of problems here that are of international significance. The Johnny Depp dog thing.
Yeah.
But more, I don't want to be silly about this helicopter, although some people will think that I'm silly. Yesterday, we were musing about the fate of this helicopter that nobody seems to know what happened to this helicopter. Still can't find it. And I said, and I wasn't being facetious, it went to the same place the Malaysian airliner went. So where is that?
This is the Marine helicopter that disappeared in flight over Nepal.
Yeah.
As it was trying to deliver
rescue
supplies.
Yeah, right.
And it had 6 U.S. Marines on board, 2 Nepalese soldiers. The last transmission was something about the fuel supply, low fuel supply, and then they haven't heard anything from it since, and they've been doing flyovers, they've been searching for it, there's no sign of a crash, no smoke, and I really am very concerned.
You are?
Yeah.
Why are you concerned?
Because these soldiers are missing.
Yeah, well, that's something to be concerned about.
Yeah.
And not much you can do about it.
No, I know.
Nice
but
to show your concern.
Concerned for no particular reason most of the time. But, I mean, seriously. I mean, there's, you know, they should have rescued these men by now.
Well, they should have found them. They don't know where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something weird about this.
There is. We'll get to the bottom of it sooner or later. I may send Molly over there to Nepal to see if you can find that helicopter. 21 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Contender for the 2015 Country Music Award. 5 nominations. CMT announced yesterday that she scored 2 nominations for the Video of the Year with a Grammy winning Something in the Water and Something Bad, her duet with Miranda Lambert. She also earned 2 nominations for Female Video of the Year with Something in the Water and Little Toy Guns. 12 videos nominated for Video of the Year. Contenders include Florida Georgia Line, Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, and Jason Aldean. Lady Antebellum and Kenny Chesney, also Video of the Year nominees, have 4 nominations each. And so the this award is, June 10th, I think. Yep. All right, so there's that story. Meanwhile, we have other entertaining things to deal with, like cuts from the late night show hosts. Jimmy Fallon and David Letterman and Seth Meyers are here.
It's still the Deflategate scandal. Everybody's talking about it. Now even the White House is weighing in. Yesterday they encouraged Tom Brady to be mindful of the way he serves as a role model. And then President Obama stubbed out a cigarette and went golfing at noon on a weekday.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Right, the White House encouraged Tom Brady to be more of a role model. They would have said more, but there was a drunk Secret Service agent streaking across the Rose Garden. With more news out of Washington, Senate Democrats blocked Obama's controversial trade bill yesterday, even though the president sent in Joe Biden to change their minds. Unfortunately, Joe Biden thought he said to blow their minds and just did a wheelie on his bicycle. And I was like, it's pretty cool. That's right. Democrats blocked President Obama's trade bill yesterday because they're worried it could hurt jobs. It's not an issue for Republicans since they've all found work as presidential candidates.
The interesting thing about the Clintons, it could be a political dynasty. Bill Clinton, former president, might move back into the White House while someone else is running the country.
All right, Matt.
Huh? Think about that. Living in the White House while somebody else is, I mean, it's like George W. Bush.
We are in an exciting time in the still very young 2016 presidential election. This is when we get to know the candidates thanks to their many television interviews. And in these early days, the questions, if we're being honest, are not that hard. Here's a perfect example of an easy lob right over the plate from Megyn Kelly to Jeb Bush.
On the subject of Iraq,
yeah.
Knowing what we know now, would you have authorized the invasion?
I would have.
You would? How did you blow that? Jeb, for real, considering your last name, how are you not ready for questions about Iraq? Jeb's answer upset many, including conservatives like Laura Ingraham, who said you have to say no to that. You can't say yes. At this point, Jeb went into damage control and claimed that he hadn't heard the question correctly. And if that's so, if he does get elected president, let's make sure we ask him twice before invading another country. Willing to lend a hand, Sean Hannity had Bush on to clarify his Iraq position, and once again, Jeb stepped to the plate for a real slow pitch.
In 2020 hindsight, you would make a different decision.
Yeah, I don't know what that decision would have been. That's a hypothetical.
You don't know what that would have been, I have to say. Jeb, you're making a real Iraq out of this. And just so you know, Iraq is slang for mess, because that's what everyone agrees it was. But look, I get what's happening with Jeb, and I sympathize. George is his brother. I have a brother. And I remember a time when we were growing up that my brother knowingly used bad intelligence to justify a war that many consider one of the greatest strategic blunders in American history. But that doesn't mean he's not my brother.
Hi, here's a quick cut from Ellen's daytime, Ellen DeGeneres' daytime program.
I procrastinate all the time. Do you procrastinate? Yeah. Today, I want to talk about procrastination. You know what? I'll talk about it tomorrow.
And the winner of American Idol is Nick Fradiani. Is that his name? Fradiani. Good for him.
Sure.
28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, Governor Mike Huckabee did quite well when he ran in 2008. Is he charming enough to win the nomination, or just too religious to win a general election?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline. Governor Mike Huckabee did quite well when he ran in 2008. Is he charming enough to win the nomination, or just too religious to win a general election?
The problem with Carson and Huckabee is that they give the brand a bad name, the Republican brand a bad name. And Huckabee seems to have staked out the evangelical right as his constituency.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those things are going to scare the general electorate.
But let me ask,
they're not going to like that.
Just let's remember where we are. We're in the primary. The problem with Huckabee is he is a big government conservative, if there is such a thing. He's a populist. His record is one of tax increases and government growth. That's not going to fly in the primary. And the mm-hmm. notion that just because he's religious, that evangelicals are going to be formed. Do you know in the last go-around, in the belt buckle of the Bible Belt, where everyone presumed that Romney's Mormonism would turn off evangelicals, 74% of them voted for him in the primary. Evangelicals have the same kind of concerns about their future, their kids' future, that everybody else does, and it trumps their faith.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Stephen, good day program. I'm Doug. She's Molly Page. He's Ken Kessler. And we are here to do our calling, which is to discuss the things that are going on in the country, the investigators looking into the Amtrak track. Maybe I should turn that around. The Amtrak train situation. The passengers thinking it was a routine ride. Many people who are on the train take the train every day. There are those who occasionally, I'm not a train rider because I don't have to go to work. I'm fortunate my commute is from my bedroom to my studio, but most people have to get in a car or they have to get in a train or a bus or something and go to work. So the number of people, by the way, is amazing how many people I know who take the 90-minute train ride from Philadelphia to New York every day. They get on the train, they work. Same is true from New Haven, Connecticut. And you go much further out than that, and there aren't a lot of commuters. But a lot of people live in the New Haven area, and they take the train. It takes about 90 minutes to get down to New York City. Same thing from Philadelphia up to New York. So expensive to live in New York now. There was a new condo development announced yesterday for one of the gentrified areas, I think either in Brooklyn or Queens. Everything's being gentrified. The gentrification of New York is amazing. And what it's doing to the value of real estate there. This is a 30-unit complex, and they're going to be selling 1,400 to 2,400 square foot condos. The starting price is $3 million. For a 1,400-foot square foot. I mean, these are fancy condos, no question about that, in a great location, but it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's why people aren't living. The prices of real estate in New York City, that was my point in telling you the story, have gone whoo-wee. So as a result of that, people who are at mid-level jobs, wherever they may be, can't afford to live in New York City anymore unless they live in a really rotten neighborhood. So they want to live in a nice place, good areas to raise your family. So they move out to areas where they can afford to have a nicer home. And sometimes that means you got to go to a Philadelphia suburb or certainly someplace in New Jersey if you're going to work in New York. Same thing is in is true north in Connecticut. And also up to Poughkeepsie. There are a lot of people from Albany. Get on the train every day. Go from Albany down to New York City.
Is it worth it? I mean, it must be. Mm-hmm. So many people are doing it.
Yeah. So that's those are a lot of the passengers that ride these sorts of trains. So there is a routine to it where they get on the train, they read the newspaper, they fall asleep, or they're listening to their iPhone, and they pay no attention. They're almost zombified. They don't really pay attention. And I'll bet you could quiz a lot of these people who don't know what they go by every day. Look out the window. They don't pay any attention.
Well, that's the whole point of it. You're not driving a car. You get to chill out
right.
And relax as if you're in your bedroom.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, this guy's going to have a lot of splaining to do. And the sad thing is that there are a lot of people who got hurt, and it would appear to be needlessly, and 7 people are dead, and the train's wrecked. And so never mind that. You know the thing that also really gets to me when there are accidents like this? And I think more about it when you see, like when I was driving around L.A. over the weekend, whenever you're driving around L.A., especially if you're on the 405 or the 5 or the 10 or any of these, the creation of mankind, of what is Greater Los Angeles and the roadways, you cannot drive any hour of the day or night without seeing a crash.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think about one of the reasons that the 101 is the worst for this, by the way. I don't know if in your experience you thought that was the case, but I avoid the 101. I think the 101 is an awful road.
The 101, the 405.
Well, the 405 is, yeah, but the one, there's something about the, because the 101 is an older road, yeah, and it goes through Hollywood the way that it does, and it just is, the curves and stuff, it just lends itself to accidents, especially with people who are thoughtless. Most accidents, by their very nature, are created by people being careless and thoughtless, not paying attention to what's going on.
Right.
So think about this. If you've ever been involved in an accident or you've passed, I mean, in Los Angeles, you can't get away from it. Every day, there's something like this happening on one of these freeways. There's a 4 or 5 car pile up, and the police are there, and everybody's, you know, looking at their cars, the back smashed, the front smashed. But that, I don't care about that. What I care about is the unbelievable amount of time that you're extricating from people because of your thoughtless, careless actions. Think about it that way. How many, I'm talking about tens of thousands of people every day commuting in Los Angeles, get screwed up. Their precious moments of their lives are taken away from them because of your thoughtlessness, your carelessness. You're not paying attention to your driving. It's incredible when you think about it, the thoughtlessness of people who don't pay attention to their driving when they're driving. And that's all it is. I want to turn the window down and yell at those people, you thoughtless SOB.
And then they'll look at you and go, what are you so upset about? They don't. But those people who are causing these things, they wouldn't get it anyway.
No, but that's what I'm saying. People are so clueless about anything other than themselves. And that's what causes these accidents. People are not thinking they're into whatever automatic state. And I'm going to bet you this 32-year-old kid that was driving the train, there was something else going on. He was preoccupied or distracted by something that had nothing to do with his job. I'm going to bet you that that's what's going to come out of this. Anyway, so now we go back to New York and today's shoot 'em up. The hammer-wielding man in Manhattan who charged the police officer and he shot him. What's the story there, Mal?
Yeah, well, it turned out this guy is 30 years old and he attacked other people with a hammer in the couple of days before this hammer attack on the police officers. And
they didn't catch him?
No, they were looking for him. They did have a picture of him. They were circulating the picture. Yeah. They were trying to find him. And then these two officers were walking down the street near Penn Station, Midtown Manhattan, and he went after the female officer. You can see the video of it. He's just walking by him, just a guy in kind of like fatigue-looking clothing, walking by him, takes out a hammer, and starts smacking the female police officer with it. Yeah. And her partner takes out his gun and shoots the guy. Boom. Yeah. Yeah. Takes him out. And so it also turns out this guy had been arrested about eight other times. He had been in a mental institution a few months prior, got himself released, and suffers from schizophrenia.
Great.
And
he's now not suffering from anything anymore.
Well, he's alive.
Oh, he is? I thought he was dead.
Yeah, I don't think they killed him. Do you know, Kenny, from what I'm seeing, I think last time I checked, he was still alive, still trying to pull through. But anyway, not that we really care. Well, what I care about is that the police officers are okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's today's. There's going to be one of these stories at least once a day. We got to have one of those stories in order to feel like we're in the right country, in the right place at the wrong time. 888-302-3684. By the way, from the peanut gallery, I was just off on my toot about people who are not paying attention to their driving, and I was reminded that there are many circumstances in which I am on the phone whilst I am driving.
So,
but that's... We're not talking about me. We're talking about them.
No, everybody else. Right,
right. Exactly.
Okay, hammer guy, hospitalized in critical but stable condition.
All right. Okay. So that's that. Speaking of driving, David Cassidy in the news today.
Is he okay?
Been fined $900.
Oh, he's okay.
Ordered to perform 50 hours of community service.
What did he
in
do?
A New York drunken driving case. Realize he's 65 years old. I had no idea.
Yeah, that's hard to imagine.
Cassidy is 65 years old.
I had a picture of him on my wall.
From the Partridge family.
He said what, Kenny?
He's had a bunch of DUI problems in New York, Florida, and California.
Yeah.
At least, if not more.
Yeah, he lives in Florida, actually. He goes to the Saratoga race course.
Racetrack?
Well, I think they have a lot of racing and horse shows and stuff.
Oh, horse racing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's where he was. A defense attorney last year said Cassidy went into alcohol rehab after getting into the same kind of a problem in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
What a sad thing. But that happens a lot to these young stars that oftentimes get a lot of attention, and they get themselves into situations where I'm always saddened by remembering what happened to Judy Garland, who was put onto uppers when she was doing the Wizard of Oz because she was a kid and she was sleepy, and she'd go to sleep on the set. She'd been doing her schoolwork and learning her lines and doing the acting, and so she was up against it. And in order to have her awaken attentive to what she had to do on the film, they hooked her on uppers. And she spent the rest of her life hooked on some kind of drug or alcohol.
Yeah.
And that she didn't start that on her own. So what a sad reality that is. Okay, let's straighten out a problem. I'm here to fix problems. And if you have a problem going to the potty... I have the fix. And because Father's Day is coming, all of you that gave your mom a squatty potty for Mother's Day, so let's have turnaround is fair play. Give your dad one for Father's Day.
Can't play favorites.
Nope. One for each, especially if they don't live together. If they're living together, they probably can share, unless they don't share bathrooms. If that's the case, right, there are a lot of people who don't share bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies got one bathroom, man's got the other bathroom. So if that's the case, every bathroom, maybe this is the way to fix this. You need potty parity. So you have one of these squatty potties in all the bathrooms so that everybody reduces the strain and the problems brought about by having a difficult time eliminating.
You don't want to have to go looking for this when you need it.
No. The squatty potty allows you to squat fully and relax your colon. The results are great. It's easier to eliminate. It's much more complete, if you will. Squatty potty engineered so that you can mirror the angle and efficiency of beings that do this naturally. And I don't want to go too much into depth on that, but you know who I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. So use this. It's convenient. And then just push it under the toilet. You're all set. It's doctor recommended. Fits any size toilet. I didn't realize there were different sized toilets. I thought all toilets were the same size, didn't you? Aren't all toilets the same?
No, they're different, and sometimes their base is a different size.
No, I'm talking about the seat that you sit on. Aren't they all the same?
They're different shapes.
Really?
Yeah. Some are round, some are
oval. I like the softer ones, frankly.
Really? The ones with the squishy covers?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't like sitting on the cold, hard toilet.
Ugh. No, you're sensitive down there.
I am. I'm a sensitive new-age guy. Really. All right. So the squatty potty, you better get through this before we get into trouble. This is something that your dad will love, and your mother, I know, loves the one you get for her. So give your dad a squatty potty for Father's Day, available at all Bed Bath & Beyond, say it again, Doug, Bed Bath & Beyond stores, or at squattypotty.com. But better than that, for a limited time, text the code Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511. And you get a special coupon, save 20% off the order. Only way you can save 20% is to text the word Doug to 511-511. That's text Doug to 511-511 and give a squatty potty for Father's Day.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid bamboo for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get gorgeous, hand-scraped bamboo for just $189. More deals from 49 cents and 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Some cars don't get older. They get faster and louder and more beloved. But inside, it could be a whole different story. One you can't see. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Valvoline. 140 years under your hood. The bulk collection of phone records. You'll be proud to know that members of Congress yesterday passed a bill. They voted to end the bulk collection of phone records. So, Molly, this goes back to the Snowden era, I suppose.
Yeah, this is what he had to flee the country over, was right. Basically exposing what was happening here.
Right.
And still can't come back.
Somehow not fair under the circumstances, because we're all better off having known. I know Kenny doesn't agree with us on this one, but that's all right. I just think that he's a self-serving egotist. I think we could all agree on that.
I don't agree with it.
No, you don't. Okay,
no.
Well, that's good. So then we can have disagreement with all three of us. That'd be
Yay.
Cool. Yeah.
All right.
So this will change significantly the reality of your phone records, calls, whatever, being kept by the NSA. So that if the bill becomes law, it will kill that. Now, whether they can find a sneaky way around it or not remains to be seen, because they are sneaks and curs anyway.
Well, they'll listen into a lot of phone conversations to get some tips
on
how to do that.
How to barbecue chicken better.
Right.
51 after on Good Day.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Was there a reason for that, Kara? I'm here extolling the value and virtue of Greg Stebbins, and I'm talking to myself. What an outrage! Tech Talk time. Greg is the technical editor. He's not the editor technically. He is the technical editor. But you'd probably like to be technically the editor of Men's Health Magazine, right? Would that be a step up for you?
I'm quite happy with the job.
Are
I
you?
Have. Thank you.
Isn't that sweet?
Can
I'm
we
glad.
Just, can we get to discuss my career off the air?
All right. So I have three things on my mind today for you. One of them has to do with selfie drones.
Yes.
One of them has to do with whether or not Walmart taking on Amazon Prime is something significant. And then I want to find out how much I could actually learn by sitting in front of various YouTube videos during the course of the day. So that's all here as time allows here on Good Day.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
musicians. It's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over a quarter million guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flame top Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. 3 sets of the Dario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to save big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon, going on now.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The Grains of Paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be pretty awesome. Super saucy.
All right, so we have Greg Stabman with us on the Good Day. Molly and Kenny and I are curious about these new selfie drones replacing selfie sticks. Story at DougStefan.com about the next big thing in capturing selfies without having to be... It's not real. How is it a selfie if a drone is taking it? You're not involved, right? Am I missing something here?
Well, I guess a selfie is a picture of yourself that you take. And if a selfie stick is still a selfie, you're using technology to assist yourself, then a drone is just a greater piece of technology to assist yourself.
Do none of us have any more friends anymore to take pictures?
So I actually was at a conference last week in Las Vegas called Collision, and I met some guys from a company called AirDog, and there's a new selfie drone called Lily Camera. Mm-hmm. Both of these things essentially do the same thing. Let's say you're a surfer, or let's say you have a really fast car and you like to take it on mountain roads mm-hmm. and drive fast. Mm-hmm. If you're surfing, with the AirDog, for instance, you have a wristband, and the selfie drone waits on the beach for you. When you see a wave coming, you touch a button on your wrist, the drone lifts off, flies out to where you are. It knows where you are because of the thing on your wrist. And then as you catch the wave and ride it into the shore, it knows you're surfing, so it knows exactly where to position itself to get the best video of you riding the wave.
That is cool.
If you're on a mountain road in your car, you know you're coming up to a great curve, you send the drone out, it knows you're driving, it knows the right angle to position itself to get the best coverage.
So now here's the solution to train crashes then. We'll send out drones ahead of the train so that the engineer will know when the next curve is. That'll fix that problem right there. Drones for trains.
Well, I mean, I know you're kind of being facetious, that application of drones will certainly enable us to avoid things like, I don't know if it works in the case of a train because it's a fixed track. Right. I would think the guy driving the train would know what's coming up ahead.
Do you know that they have drones doing fashion shows now? Just yesterday in Silicon Valley, they have a drone that will pick up a hanger with a piece of clothing on it and take it down the runway.
My God.
No use for models.
All right.
Look at the curves on that drone.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Look at the way that dress hangs on that drone. All right. Well, we got one of three things taken care of, Greg. That was good. Thanks a lot, Molly.
I'm sorry.
59 passed on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.